From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, retired police sergeant Gary Wiegert on questionable Republicans, and then Kenny Big Skinny Pope on starting his conservative podcast network, and the Right Mind studio band Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
It's great to see you, Joey. You know why I did it that way? Because somebody got a hold of me. Okay, apparently, and this is a regular listener, sent me a email. Thank you for the email, and said, you know what? Lately, you've been talking a little too quickly for me to follow along. And this is like a smart person. This isn't like a person that wears a mask or something like this. This is somebody I would consider intelligent, but apparently I was speaking too fast for them to follow along. So I was just going to I'm not going to do that. If you can't follow along, well, just you need caffeine or something like that. Do you think I speak too fast?
Well, I am a podcast listener. I listen to the show, you know, live, obviously, while we're recording. I'm listening to it now.
You're here right now. I mean, in the flesh.
I listen to it again as a podcast when it goes live, and I put it on 1.5 speed, double speed. So that could be our regular listener's problem. You hit the wrong button on his phone, it's on double speed, and it's going wonky.
Well, that could be the issue. See, this would really be annoying if I talked this way the entire time. I'm not going to do it. If you can't keep up, I'm sorry. Just get in listener shape, as I say.
You can do it backwards. You can make it go half speed. So to this listener, I say download the podcast multiple times.
Okay.
So we can jack up our numbers and then listen to it
jack
at half speed.
Jack up our numbers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, wow. It's great to be sitting here in the chair across me. You know, I've been out of the studio for a couple of weeks, and it's so refreshing because, you know, we do the show telepathically. I mean, when I'm not here, and it's worked out quite well. A lot of people, except for the person that thinks I talk too fast, you know, said they couldn't even tell that we weren't even here.
Have you seen this new device that's finally made it to the market, the Apple Vision Pro, augmented reality goggles? I imagine podcasting could be done with these things where we have them on each end, and then I just have to remind you not to look down because you don't record with pants on usually.
No, I don't. In fact, I thought I was going to like maybe try something different and wear pants, but I figured why? It's confining because I'll feel freer. It allows me to speak quicker when I don't have pants on, and I'm going to do it. Now, I don't want to talk about me too much right now because you are mentioning this wonderful, fabulous cruise you have coming up, and you mentioned that you have some excursions that you're going to be going on that you're really quite excited about, including, I believe you said, a speedboat?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to get into a third world country, Dominican Republic sounds nice.
Yes.
And then we're going to get on a speedboat that has not been inspected, probably ever, with maybe 30, 50 of our closest cabin mates, and then we're just going to go to a private island, hopefully make it all the way there.
Is it like Epstein Island?
I think so. I don't know. They said it's kid-friendly. I don't know what that means specifically.
That's a good point. Is it a Disney cruise? Now, you know, I hope people don't hang themselves there because even though he really never did hang himself, but, you know, if they come out with a piece of rope or something like that, run for your life. Now, I mentioned to you earlier, though, when you said a speedboat, I asked you, am I speaking slow enough? I'm going to speed it up. Was it a cigarette boat like they had in Miami Vice? And you said, you know, I never really watched the show.
Old enough.
No, you're not, because you're like, what, you're 12 now? And I'm only, what, 10? So, yeah, but I do know of the show just through reruns. But the original, they had speedboats, cigarette boats, as they called them, and they all wore those white suits, which I used to have. And it had Don Johnson in it, which you said.
I mean, that's the nickname that I use for my manhood.
Which is funny because I said my nickname is Magic Johnson. And so Don Johnson, Magic Johnson. So it looked, even though you're not big on the show and I'm certainly not big on basketball, at least those names came in handy.
Mm-hmm. And then, I call the left one Nash and the right one Bridges.
That is, Nash Bridges, I get it. That is a brilliant, I haven't even thought it that far. Hey, you know what? I don't know. This is going to be on Saturday, but the big AT&T phone outage happened today. Guess what day we actually record this, folks? It was the day the AT&T outage was.
And I'd like to announce that I am a survivor.
I know.
Of the outage. I was a carrier for a while. Yeah. I was very, very sick. Patient zero, they were calling me for a while.
Oh, really?
Because I was trying to call the operator to figure out why my phone wasn't working. It was not working. I kept dialing zero. Did not work. I kind of put it together.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought that I was just going to have to hang myself.
Oh, well, you can do that when you go to the island that you mentioned before.
But they don't have cords on phones anymore.
Oh, they don't have cords.
So once again, I just had to tough it out and then wait till 11 a.m. I think that was the cure. You just waited out.
It just stopped, and then all of a sudden you're okay. Well, I liked it because all I ever get are these spam callers. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody that calls me is spam. You know, it's like, who is that? My wife always, whenever my phone rings, my wife wants to, I'm not supposed to talk about her. I'm going to be good. But she always wants to know who's calling me. I think she's suspicious. I don't know why, but it's always spam. And I say, spam is calling, but spam didn't call me at all today.
It's nice because they've updated our phones to be smarter, so now it says suspected spam.
Oh, really? I don't have that.
You don't have that feature?
No, they just go right to spam. They say spam is calling you again. And so everybody that I have, you know, do you have contacts in your phone? Like, you know, you can call different people by just, you know, putting in their contact. All of my contacts are just spam. And so I look for, you know, I say, I think I'm going to call spam. Have you ever done that? Have you ever missed a spam call and then called them back?
Well, the most spam that I get is from donating blood. I donated blood a few times.
On purpose?
On purpose, because they give you $20 and a t-shirt. That's why I do this job. Yeah. I'm literally manager of the Right Mind Show store.
Yes, you are. And you're doing a fabulous job, even though we haven't. You know, here's the thing. We haven't sold anything, okay, but we also haven't had anything stolen. So I interrupted, but you're doing a wonderful job.
And I take from the till. Will you allow that?
So it's fine. It's a perk. I said, we're going to play like we're in San Francisco. Just take whatever you want. Yeah, it all works out. And you were saying, okay, is that it? Is that the end of the story?
Of the AT&T story?
Of the AT&T story.
Well, you said your son was trying to call you.
He was trying to call me, gosh darn it. He said he tried to call me all morning, okay? And then I got a text from him because I guess, you know, texts don't matter on AT&T. Are they also the same thing? Or are they different? I don't know. But I got his text. Am I talking too fast? I hope not. And he said, yeah, I tried to get a hold of you all morning. I said, was it important? And that was it. I didn't hear anything.
Well, I guess he's been disowned and he started his new family. Good for him.
He probably did. I think he is trying to start a new
family.
Call
in live if your phone is down and you want to report the outage. We will take a caller right now. Yes? It's cutting out.
Well, that was fun for the second. Hey, you know, you mentioned donating blood. You know, I don't know if you, because I write films, all right? And I've written a couple of features. And back in, I guess it was like 2007 or 2008, I wrote a film called Beer Money. Beer money.
Okay.
Yes. And it was really.
I thought you weren't a drinker, though.
I'm not a drinker.
How do you have any experience?
Well, that's just it. Here's the thing. Well, back then, you know, maybe I had a couple of beers, but that has nothing to do with the script. Well, it kind of does. But Beer Money was all about this time I spent at Mizzou in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. They had a sperm clinic. And they would advertise in the student paper these sperm clinics. And I knew people that would, you know, that's how they got their beer money. That's where the title Beer Money comes from that. Okay. And it actually got some interest. And at one point I thought I was going to sell it, but it didn't. And the only reason I bring that up is because you mentioned your blood situation, you know, you donate. Now, is this something that you've also taken part in, like sperm donation?
I did donate blood out of the kindness of my heart. After my aunt passed, you know, she was an organ donor, and they gave us these cool bracelets to remember her and these little medallions or something. So I thought, I should give back. They say you can save 6 lives when you donate blood.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got the taste of the $20,
I could
not stop doing it. And then they gave me a big-time job here at the radio station. I just haven't had time as much to
big-time
donate.
Big-time job, you're with me here.
I know. Yeah. I'm full-time. I got benefits. I actually get free blood. They give me blood whenever I want now that I have health benefits. So I should take some time to give back. But my favorite thing to do is I stock up on the candies at the cantina that they have.
Oh, yes.
I take 20, 30 packages of Oreos and Fig Newtons, and then I go home to my girl, and I just make it rain on her. I say, here you go,
you
baby.
Are the man.
We got some Gordettos. Those are the pretzel mix type thing, and she loves it.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
I'm a hero when I come back with the Gordettos.
Of course you are. Well, the reason I bring that up and the reason I bring up the beer money story is because the one – I went to donate blood. Okay, one time, but I should make it clear that I am terrified of needles. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd rather get hit in the head by like a brick or something like that than get a needle stuck in me. And so they told me to get this blood out of you. I guess you know this because you're a veteran of this. Mm-hmm. We have to stick you with this needle to get the blood out. I thought maybe I could just like cut myself shaving or something. No, they got to stick this needle in you to get you to bleed. And I said, look, I'm quite frightened of needles. How about we pretend like this is a sperm donor clinic? And so I proceeded to like do my sperm. To make a long story short, I have never been asked back to give blood. In fact, I've been banned from the Red Cross. They said, you're not allowed to do that here. Mm. And I said, what's the difference?
It sounds like they've taken you off their spam caller list, they too. Have, I could try this. This was a good tip.
I think so. I have not been asked once since then to do that, unlike the Scientologists. I told you that story, didn't I?
The Scientologists want nothing to do with you.
No, they do.
No, they heard the show. They called
they
in.
They left
they
me alone
They just called
now?
In and they said, well, never mind. This isn't going to work. You're unsavable.
Those people stalked me, though, mm-hmm. for a good 15 years. 15 years.
This was at the beginning of your Hollywood dreams. When you just got to L.A., they right, said, this guy's got a future. And then when they saw your IMDb credits, they said,
right. They said, this is a nobody.
We were wanting a Tom Cruise part two, but no, this is...
I think they wanted me, like, wait on Tom. They tried to pull this trickery on me because they had this sign, waiters, and I didn't know anything. I just got into L.A. Did I tell this story before? Maybe I have dementia now, like that Wendy, whoever.
Williams. You can make it better.
They interview me for a – I thought I was interviewing for a waiter position, and they were taking all my information, and the next thing you know, they got my Social Security number. And for 15 years, these Scientologists, like, tracked me, even back in St. Louis.
I would have joined just to – own a boat. I think that's part of the Sea Org. They're also called the Sea Organization, yes. Where you go live on a cruise ship. I think I actually became a Scientologist.
I think you did.
Well, you know, I'll bring back whatever. I'll probably go missing like the main guy's wife. She's been gone for a while. So we'll see if I come back from this cruise.
You could go to like the island that could be like Epstein Island and become a Scientologist.
I mean, it's good for ratings if it does happen.
What kind of cruise line is this that would do that?
It's a circus out there. They actually call it Carnival. It's literally.
I love carnivals. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite ride at a carnival? You know, if everything didn't work out in my life, which, you know, it may still not. I wanted to join the carnival arts, as I call them.
Oh, instead of the custodial arts where you just, you know, pick up trash all day, the carnival arts like the tall walkie legs? I think that's the official term. What did you want to be a clown or something?
No. I wanted to like make the funnel cakes and ride the bumper cars.
But
they told me you have too many teeth. I said, what does that mean? They said, you have too many teeth, you got to lose some teeth, and you got to wear this jumpsuit. I thought, well, this jumpsuit smells like goat or live animals or something like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I didn't want to take my teeth out, and I also didn't want to wear the goat-smelling suit.
They used to have freak shows, and then one of the craziest ones was bearded ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
There's bearded ladies playing volleyball in high school, knocking teeth out of those high school girls.
And the beard, you're right, and the bearded ladies, I mean, they're beating women swimmers and everything now. I mean, it seems like all the top athletes in women's sports have beards and are actually men. Mm. Maybe they're all from the carnival.
I would go to a carnival most of the time just to get the glass posters. I don't know if this makes sense, but they'd have the balloons up, and you'd throw a dart. And if you could pop one of the balloons, they'd give you this little, like 8-inch by 8-inch piece of glass with your favorite album cover on it, and then you would hang that on your wall.
Oh.
And so I'd get, you know, the Guns N' Roses one with the Appetite for Destruction. I felt so cool when I had that one. Or they did have also posters that you could get, full paper posters. And I got the Baywatch one with all the babes and their swimsuits.
Oh, yeah, the babes. Kind of like Hooters. It's not really babes anymore. Mm-hmm. We know that story all too well, don't we?
We're next to a Hooters out here in Maryland Heights, Missouri.
Yeah.
And they do not bring in their best. It's like when Trump was on that escalator. They're sending in
their
drug dealers, their rapists.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, exactly. I was a little let down. I mean, and it wasn't that we were actually going there because we wanted to see any Hooters. We were there for business, weren't we? Right?
Well, I did go on the app just to get the free appetizer.
Right.
And I got some mozzarella sticks to share with you. And you said that we were going in for a safety inspection. We were there to inspect.
Wasn't that a hoot?
And she did not take it serious.
No, nobody takes any of our jokes seriously, but this is a lot of fun. And we are not making this up. I swear we did this, didn't we? And I recommend that people do this all the time. I have all these tips for visiting restaurants. But I like going in, and when they say, table for two, I go, no, we're from the health department. We got to take a look at your kitchen.
And she just kept looking at her phone saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you do have a kitchen here, right?
That's what I said. We had to look at it. Because I certainly wasn't going to look at any Hooters. And and so the next thing you know. And you got your appetizer and we left.
We were taking our pastor friend with us, too.
We
were there with a preacher man.
The godly man. Yeah, Micah. And next thing you know, he's corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do here on The Right Mind Show. We make you like a heathen. So we've got a fun show, though, here. We've got Gary Weger coming on. He's our police cop, retired cop, sergeant. Used to be in charge of the police union, a whole bunch of neat stuff. But he's a little peeved, okay? First of all, he's going to tell us about the caucus coming up that I'm taking part in. That should tell you right there how good of a caucus it's going to be, or maybe it's the other way around. But he's a little upset about a few things that he wants to share with us, and I can't wait to hear what that is.
He's a wee bit upset.
He's a wee bit upset.
Gary Weegers.
Oh, it's almost, is it on St. Patty's Day, isn't it?
March 17th. Put it on your calendar.
Yeah, do that, please. And then we also we got Kenny, what's his name?
No, he's
got
Skinny Pope.
Kenny Big Skinny Pope coming in, and he is from Fort Worth, Texas, and he's got a conservative podcast network, and he's going to tell us all about it. So we're going to have a good time after I give blood or something else here on The Right Mind Show. In the meantime, I'm sitting here with my buddy Joey V, Mitch in the background with his head in a pumpkin. It's not even Halloween. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, retired police sergeant Gary Weger explains why Rona McDaniel needs to be replaced as chairwoman of the Republican Party. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL. And now a man who was always late to school after losing his faculties, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with Joey V, Mitch in the background with his head in the pumpkin. And on the line with me now is my buddy Gary Weegert, who is going to be telling us a little bit about, well, actually a lot about, the upcoming Republican caucus and why he's upset about a few things. What's going on, Gary? How have you been, my friend?
I've been pretty good.
Well, that's good.
So are you prepared to come caucus for the Trump people?
I certainly am. I've been getting in my caucus training, you know what I mean? And so I don't really understand exactly what's going to be expected of me, like a lot of things that I trained for, but I am ready.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things that you just got to know. You're going to come vote for Trump, you're going to come vote for our slate. And our slate is called Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Trump.
Okay.
And we are the grassroots team that is supporting Trump. So we are kind of out. We are kind of on the outs with GOP.
Great.
The state committee, and they've got their own slate of people, which looks like it's going to be a bunch of Never Trumpers and a bunch of DeSantis people and some Haley people. And it looks like also they're going to have some Trump people, but it's pretty much a coalition slate against us.
What?
And they're the establishment, and we're not.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so there's a bunch of GOP individuals at this caucus it's obvious that Trump is going to get the nomination. Why would they come to this thing? No, Trump, DeSantis isn't even running anymore. Why would anybody do this?
Right. So what happened is the DeSantis people are late to the dance.
Okay.
And so they are now they want to be involved and they want input. They want to be delegates to the local convention. They want to be delegates to the national convention. And so I received a directive from the national Trump people saying we are not to deal with anyone that Jeff Rowe is a consultant for. Now, do you know who Jeff Rowe is?
Yeah, well, I know of him. I don't know him personally, no. Yo, go ahead.
Now, Jeff Rowe was, he was the consultant. He ran the campaign for Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And he also ran it for, Ann Wagner. And he also ran it for DeSantis.
Okay.
And so now these folks, they're looking for somewhere to land. So now they're all coming to the dance, but they're coming to the dance late, and they want to be involved. And I just got something in the mail from David Gregory, who was a state rep, and he's running for a state senator, and he now wants to be involved. He wants to be on all the slates, and he just mailed out something to all the voters in our area and said, "Hey, come to the caucus and come vote for me at the caucus." This is a guy who was in the legislature for 6 years. And I don't think he understands how this even works. You vote for slates. You don't vote for individuals. So it's the trouble is the GOP is putting a lot of confusion out here to people.
Yeah, why are they doing that? Because that's typical. A lot of this stuff that's been going on in the state in general has been with the Republicans, either not voting the way they're supposed to or causing confusion. Why do you think that is?
So what most people don't know was the presidential preference primary was changed in 2022. We didn't even know it was happening, but they caught us all sleeping, and the legislature, which is a Republican legislature, passed it that the local counties can do what they want. So they went to this caucus procedure, but the GOP didn't tell anybody about it. I'm still getting calls from people who don't even know that we're caucusing.
Right.
They think we're going to have a presidential preference primary, and we're not. And I think what that is this is being taken advantage of by a lot of the insiders. And most of the insiders in St. Louis County were DeSantis people.
Right.
And now they want input in this convention. But I think it's my job to keep them out. And I think that's respecting the wishes of President Trump.
Well, and I agree. I mean, I think supporting somebody that's actually going to be in the election seems like common sense to me. I mean, you said that you have groups that are supporting DeSantis and Nikki Haley, but I don't know what her. Well, I think she's bought out at this point. But I mean, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like a real lack, not only of organization, but of unity. I mean, never Trumpers. What are they going to do, in your opinion, if when he does get the nomination? Are they going to support him?
So here's how this played out. In 2016, we went through the same thing with the Ted Cruz, where they wanted to change the rules at the convention because, they tried to change the rules in 2016 to void all of our votes in the presidential primaries. Now, we beat that back. That was Senator Lee and Kelly Unruh from Colorado. They tried to change the rules. So it's very important that we send people who just don't vote for Trump, but they will support Trump all the way through, not only through the Rules Committee, but also through if there's a hung up convention, your second vote, you can vote for anybody you want. And that's where the problem is.
Okay.
We want people who will support Trump all the way through. If you remember in 2016, that was the game plan there.
Right.
Where they had, remember, we had all these people running for office. We had Bush and we had Cruz and we had the guy from Ohio. I can't remember his name. We had the girl from California. She was supposed to win all of those delegates.
Right.
So that whole game plan was to get to a second and third vote. And that was Jeff Rowe's game plan. He was the campaign manager. And let me tell you, Jeff Rowe is a very good campaign manager.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he does these national cases. He did, what's the guy's name that was out in Virginia who won that race?
Virginia?
Youngkin. Yeah.
Okay.
So Youngkin, who won out there in Virginia, my understanding that was Jeff Rowe who did that. So, I mean, he's a very good, campaign manager. And so he raises money, but he does not support President Trump, never has. And we just don't want them involved in our campaign here in Missouri.
Okay.
If they want to vote for Trump, that's great. Come and vote for Trump, but you're not going to take it over. And that's where our fight is right now.
Okay. Now, is there still – because I registered – I got your email that had a link – to it, and it was really quite easy to get everything set up. Are there still spaces where people can get on board?
Yeah. So what's going on? And this is what was so poorly planned by the GOP here in Missouri, is that they have open primaries. And so if you have open primaries, anyone can come into our caucus and vote Republican. All mm-hmm. they got to do is come in and say, I'm a Republican. And so if you have a presidential preference primary, everyone comes in and they ask for their Democratic or Republican ticket, and then they vote for their candidate. Well, here, this isn't the case. I don't even know how the Democrats are voting. I heard they were having mail-in voting. I mean, no one even knows.
Oh, there's a surprise. Yeah.
So, and their mail-in ballots won't go to the Board of Election Commissioners. It'll go to the Democratic offices, and they'll do some kind of crazy counting. But this really frees them up to come and mess up our primary.
Right.
And so this was so poorly planned by not only our legislature, but our GOP.
Wow.
So this is the fights we're going to have. So I hope we have a good turnout. I hope we have a good Trump turnout. And I hope our slate prevails. And I think that's very important. Our slate prevails.
Well, I do, too. And that just seems to be the underlying factor with the GOP in general. I mean, it just seems like they can't get their act together. And there's so much division. I mean, I do not like the Democratic Party, but I got to tell you, I do respect the way that they unify and rally behind one another. We just don't have that in the GOP. It seems like everybody's either, like you said, I mean, having their own agenda or something like that. What is it going to take? I don't know. Just your thought. I mean, what do you think it's going to take to unify these guys and gals?
I think we need, first of all, we need to drain the GOP swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts at the top. And so I think the national GOP, I mean, Rona McDaniel has got to go.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And she funnels a lot of money down to the states. And I think that's a big problem, actually. So Rona's got to go. And, you know, she's related to, gosh darn, who is her uncle? The senator from...
Mitt
Romney.
Yeah, right. Mitt. Yeah, well, there you go right there. That should tell you all you need to know.
That tells you right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my understanding is Mitt's not even running, thankfully, anymore.
Right.
Because I just saw his last appeal to, you know, for money for Ukraine. That's his big issue.
Right.
But I think we need to clean up our Republican Party first. And so, you know, it rots at the top first, and that's Rona.
Right.
She needs to go. And then we got to clear out stuff that's here locally. So, and the local Republicans are putting out false information too. And that's coming from the GOP. So they're telling people that the slates don't have to be full. When their rules, I clearly read them, the rules say the slate has to be complete. And their contention is, well, you could be submitted and not complete, but then when it's finished, it has to be complete, which makes no sense.
Wow.
And then
it seems almost like an orchestrated effort just to be disorganized.
I think it is. And I think that's the game plan, because let's face it, the average voter doesn't understand any of this.
Well, we're just about out of time. If people do want to get in touch with you, I mean, if there is still time, what is the best way of getting involved with this caucus so they can, you know, vote for the right slate and do it the right way?
So they can look up. We've got all kind of stuff on Facebook and on different websites. It's Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Trump.
Okay.
And really what we need them to do is show up and on March 2nd at Parkway West Avenue, show up there and come vote for Trump. That's what we need to do, because I guarantee you that the Haley people are going to have a impact there too.
Yeah. Well.
So I heard some of them have split off and they're joining our slates. And so there's just a lot of, it's just going to be a lot of confusion, but we need supporters there. That's how you win these. You show up with the most.
Yeah, I agree.
And life, that's what we need.
Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Trump, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And also, one final note, it is at Parkway West High School, which is the high school I graduated from. So I'm hoping that, and this was like over 40 years ago, I'm hoping I can finally go back there and pick up my gym clothes I left in my locker.
Hey, you know, when I go back to DeBerry High School, they got a picture of every graduate there. So do they got a picture of you without a mullet?
They have the same picture in my high school that they have in the post office. They say, you know, if you've seen this person, please call this number. But that's, again, I'm not supposed to bring that up.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
There's no graffiti left with your name there, is there? Is that all gone now, too?
Oh, no, they keep putting it back. And it gets more and more foul. I mean, it's amazing. But some of the graffiti is really quite artistic. So, I mean, I have to hand that to them. Well, hey, thanks again, my friend. It's always a pleasure to have you on again. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Trump. Get out there for the caucus. And give us your number. You said Facebook. You have that.
My number is 314.
6494. Okay, get out there and do it if you want the right guy to win or, you know, get away from all this confusion. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Very good.
All right. Well, that's my buddy Gary Wiegert. He's a great guy, and he's a true patriot. I tell you what, through and through, he is, as I always say, out there fighting the good fight. Hey, you know what? When we come back, we've got Kenny Big Skinny Pope on the way. Won't that be? I just like that guy's name. I'm going to say it about 3 or 4 times, Joey. Okay?
I hope he drives around in bulletproof vehicles. I mean, with a name like the Pope, you can't be too careful.
I'm going to. Maybe it is a Pope. Maybe it's the Pope in disguise.
I hope he's got a big hat.
In a Pope-mobile. It's going to be fun. When we come back, in the meantime, Joey V sitting here across from me along with Mitch got his head out of the pumpkin now. I don't know what that was all about. I'm Todd Showalter. You're listening to The Right Mind Show on Newstalk SDL. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Kenny Big Skinny Pope on starting his conservative podcast network. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on Newstalk STL, and now a man who learned how to make a really tasty gimlet thanks to his gen ed classes in college, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter along with Joey V, Mitch in the background with his head out of the pumpkin. And on the line right now is a guy that I follow regularly, but I want you to also. He's going to tell us about his podcast network and his new programming that he has on the way. We have Kenny Big Skinny Pope on the line. And by the way, I really like that name. How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. tell us about your show. What is it all about?
Sure, man. Rantify with Big Skinny. I think I created a new word when I come out with this, but I looked for the word just to see if it was a word, and I couldn't find it anywhere on Google. So, you know, if it ain't on Google, I don't think it's a word, man. So I think I created a new word with Rantified. But basically the premise of it is, you know, every day we all experience things that really tick us off and just make us really, you know, just get us really excited and mad. And I'm just giving people an opportunity to call in and express their rant, and we'll put it on the air for them.
Okay. Now, is this something like, say, I'm having, you know, a disagreement with my wife or something, and I can say, hey, you're not going to believe this, Big Skinny, but you know, the whole toilet seat thing has come up again. Is it that kind of stuff, or are we talking about political stuff?
No, you can do anything you want. I mean, it's up to you to whatever your rant is. I mean, if that's something that gets under your skin, get it off your chest, man. Don't let it eat you up. And, you know, things like that get festered up and cause a divorce, man. So let's get it off our chest and get it out there so we can, you know, go on about our life.
Yeah, because, you know, in the past year, I've just been going to Walmart and just screaming at random people. So this is a much better way, and it's also good content, correct?
That's right, man. You know, I mean, just going home from work every day, you might run into somebody that runs you off the road. You know, you want to talk about idiot drivers. You know, it could be anything that you want to talk about, just something that you want to get off your chest that's bothering you.
I got you. Okay. Well, you also have the Conservative Podcast Network. Is this show part of that, or is that something different?
No, it's something that we'll be adding to the podcast network. Basically, the Conservative Podcast Network is a place that I would love for anybody that is a conservative podcaster to come on board with us so we can help promote your programs. You know, we're living in a day and age where our country is going down the toilet, whether it be illegal immigration or the cancel culture. Or, you know, there's just various things, money going to Ukraine, whatever it is that you have a podcast about and you're conservative thinking, we want you on board. We want people that are like-minded. Our country is going down the toilet, and we need to get it back.
I got you. Well, you know, we promote our show on that, and so I appreciate you including those posts. But do you find what I've found in the past, especially on the conservative site, I'm censored a lot, especially when the original podcast was on YouTube. You know, you'd always get strikes and warnings, or you would be like, you know, suspended. I mean, are you running into that yourself on the content that you're putting out?
Yeah, we have them with a lot of scrutiny, and you know, especially during the pandemic, we put a lot of stuff out, and we would get like these little notifications. We would, you know, we'd get all these little things that, you know, had been fact checked, or you know, we would get disciplined some form or fashion, you know, and not I haven't run into that much as much lately, and it's not because I'm not trying, you know, I'm putting out the same content I've always had, but I do miss it quite a bit.
Yeah, do you think there's a way around that? Because I was thinking, you know, I was listening to a Tucker Carlson interview. I'm trying to remember his name here, but do you know what I'm talking about, Joey? The guy, I'm going to you for the question, for the answer now. But he was talking about that, you know, Google censoring and all the different things that go on. I'll bring it up here in a second. But a lot of people say, "Oh, that's not really happening," but it really, really is. And they have algorithms and things like that, where if you put in certain words or you mention certain things, I mean, especially even with my cartoons, I put out visual pictures that, you know, really are, that's not text, but those have still been suspended or banned or gotten me in Facebook jail or some crazy thing like that. Do you think there's any way, is there any way for us to get around that? Because I got to tell you, I certainly have been thinking of ways. I mean, just from your background, is there any way we can get around this censorship?
I don't think so. Especially when if you're dealing with like Facebook, because you know Meta is, you know, it's a pretty liberal organization. They don't want to hear what we have to say. I really would like to try to find a following on, say, Truth Social. I just, you know, I've been trying for the last couple of years to get a following on there, and it just seems impossible to get people to switch over to Truth. I do put videos out on Rumble, but it's the same deal. I'm not getting much of a following on Rumble. Yeah, Facebook's about the only thing I really get a following on. And like I said, you got to be careful what you say there.
Well, like even Twitter. I mean, Elon Musk comes in, but I'm still shadow banned, or I'm still not getting, you know, people say, well, I just didn't see what you posted. So even people that are on your side, you're not getting that. I mean, I just don't know how we ever going to get around that. And you say there isn't any way of getting around that. But I mean,
I think the way to get around that, Todd, is exactly what I'm saying is, you know, I guess email lists and stuff like that would be pertinent, but the Conservative Podcast Network would be a great way. If we could get more people involved with that, it'd be a great way to get the message out, you know, and, I think, you know, email lists and sending the word out about what you're doing, you know, letting people know about our programming and stuff like that. But I'm with you. It's hard to get a following even on Facebook just because of what we're doing. I look at stuff like TikTok. You get these people that put these idiotic videos on TikTok, get millions and millions of views, and you try to do, you know, you try to put a video out on YouTube, whether it be cooking, because I do barbecue stuff as well, and you know, just try to get a following is unreal. I mean, it's almost impossible to get a following.
Well, it's because you've been targeted. I mean, it's basically if you've been hit once. I mean, I'm the same way. And by the way, I mentioned on earlier shows, I've been permanently banned from TikTok. And you know, I don't know if you knew that, which is a little, you know, mark of pride. I don't really care about TikTok, but way back in the day, somebody said, well, this will help you with social media and stuff like that. But I was just posting Joe Biden cartoons, you know, and I thought they owned Joe Biden and maybe they'd find it funny. But no, I was permanently banned. But meanwhile, you've got like an 18-year-old shaking her butt around, and that's getting like 40 million views, and she's an influencer. So, I mean, I think it's almost like the dumbing down of people until they don't want content out there that's going to be anything halfway cerebral, when you can just, you know, be dumbed down with. And by the way, all this butt shaking and stuff like that, apparently they don't actually see a lot of this in China, from what I understand. You see it here in the United States, but it's not acceptable in China. So that's interesting into itself. But you think people are ever going to just wake up and realize they're being played the way that we are?
Probably not. Because most people, I mean, not most, but a lot of people, all they care about is that popularity and that 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm. The narcissism.
That's exactly right. And I don't think they'll change. I think the only way it's going to change is if enough of us band together and start our own social network where we can put the kind of message out we want to put out.
Your show, what is the best way of getting, are you on all the major podcast platforms, or how can we hear it?
Yes. So if you go to, I've got a few programs that we do. We've got, me and my wife have a podcast we do called Two Cowtown Foodies. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas, and we like to go out to the local restaurant scene and check out the restaurants, give our reviews. And so we got two Cowtown foodies. We have, I've got If Not For Music, where I get to interview a lot of the 70s and 80s artists that I grew up listening to.
Sure.
And we do some music, you know, we do some music type, you know, we go back in time and take you to some different kinds of music, you know, from that era. We have Rantify with Big Skinny. It's one that I'm really happy to do this. I think it's going to be a big thing. Basically, what I have people do is I have them call a number and just leave their information, and I call them, and then we can record it when I call them. You can go to my Facebook page, Rantify with Big Skinny. You can find me there. You can find all of our info there. My website is thepodcheckstudiofortworth.com, thepodcheckstudiofortworth.com, and you can get a hold of me at thepodcheckstudio@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you got a lot of great stuff, a lot of great content, and also you're a patriot, which I always appreciate, as does do all of our listeners. Thanks so much for joining us, buddy, and I hope you'll join us again.
Yeah, let's get some people on that conservative podcast network. Let's fill that dude up.
Let's do it. Well, we're on there, and so I do. If you're a podcaster and you're conservative, which means that you're you know, cerebral and you have common sense, get on Big Kenny's Big Skinny Pope. I love that name. Get on his the Conservative Podcast Network, which you can find on Facebook. Thank you very much, my friend.
Have a good one, brother.
All right, we'll talk soon. Well, Kenny, Big Skinny Pope. I'm going to call myself Todd. Am I looking chubby today? I'm not really chubby. I'll put on a few pounds, and I'll call myself Todd Little Chubby Showalter.
What do you think of that? Little chubby out in public.
A little chubby.
Don't be afraid of my little chubby.
No, I've actually been working out. You know I do that because a lot of people, I don't know, they make a big deal about these six-pack abs, okay? Mm-hmm. See, I have a one-pack, and I'm proud of it, my one-pack, you know. Do you work out the abs?
I used to, and then I threw my back out just pulling too much weight, you know, holding this radio station up. No one else is really
Nobody does.
Doing
if
what
you
we
do.
Well,
not me. I just,
it's,
you know,
our show. It's your show.
Yeah, but you're kind of like the driver. I'm like the noisy kid in the back seat that's like keeps me, you know, making a nuisance. You make sure that we stay on the road here, my friend, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But back to my one pack. Do you think the one pack is, you know, what do you prefer? Do you think the chicks like the one pack or the six pack?
I swim with a shirt on, so they just leave it to their imagination. Like, what could be under there? It's so mysterious.
I love it. Yeah, wow. On the line right now is everybody's favorite sailor, the Admiral himself from the Love Tube, Admiral Andy. How are you doing, my friend? Boy, I am so excited about this giant, like, Rupert Murdoch-like media empire that you've started, Admiral Media Productions. You're really... I think you're going to be our future employer.
Well, you know, there's always a possibility, I guess.
There is.
I'm excited, too.
You should be. You should be dang excited because you're fine. You know, you're a good person. You're a fine person. And gosh darn it, I'm a good person. Who's that, Stuart Smalley?
And people like you.
And people like you. People do like you. Tell us about Admiral Media Productions, because every time I get on Facebook now, which is, you know, people think I'm on Facebook all the way by the time. By the way, I don't. In the morning, you know, I'll drink some coffee. I'll look at it. I'll post some stuff. And then usually, like, when I'm laying in bed after the news that we don't watch is over, I'll lay in bed and look at that until I fall asleep, because it's really an easy way of doing that. But the times that I do get on Facebook, you are always putting on a presentation, a show, a spectacle at Admiral Media Production.
Well, you know, a good friend of mine, a really cool guy, basically came up with the idea.
Really?
Heck of a guy, heck of an artist.
Do tell.
You know, I started doing podcasting, and then I had some folks ask me if I could help them with theirs, and one thing led to another. Started producing podcasts for people, and now I'm starting my own little production company.
Right. Okay. And it's Admiral Media Productions, which is really kind of cool. Now, you think you'd be like the Clive Davis of podcasts, where, you know, you're going to like get in all these superstars you help build, and then, you know, the next thing you know, you have like this giant stable of superstars. Won't include us probably, but I mean, you think it's going to come to that point?
You know, one never knows. All never I'm does. Trying to do is take it day by day and put out the best product that I can put out.
I so got you. Okay.
Growth comes from that, great.
I find that the problem is when you have talent like Andy does, you're so nice to people.
Explosive talent.
You want to help as many people as you can, but mm-hmm. then you're so good at your job, there's so many requests, you have to start charging money to maintain it. Because you feel bad saying no. So instead you say it'll be $500 an hour. And then just the people who are really serious about it come through.
Right.
So that's the problem I had. Yeah. A lot of people are asking me for podcast help because I work in radio. And eventually sure. I just got to make my price so high that I can maintain the amount of people that I'm helping.
Oh, okay. I've never had that problem.
You got to be real good at your job like Admiral Andy.
I think that's what it is. Maybe if I can get good at something, maybe I'll do it that way. That's brilliant. Well, you two are like, I feel real special today. Thank you. Is that what you're doing, right, Admiral Andy? Are you like out there charging people $500 an hour now?
No, I'm not charging $500 an hour. However, like Joey says, you do have to charge because this stuff isn't free. And although, yes, I love helping people.
Right.
I have to come to the realization that time is money, and that's what I'm giving is my time. So to make other people successful, I need to be compensated for that.
Right.
And I think it's only right and only fair. But our prices are very, very reasonable. And I've even gone so far as I have now created, well, we're still creating, but it's a podcasting basics for beginners course.
Oh, wow.
And what we're doing is we're teaching you the very basics from what kind of equipment to get as a beginner up through, you know, someone who's more of an enthusiast, maybe a professional. And we're teaching folks how to acquire guests, how to interview, how to promote, how to market your podcast. And we're going from there.
So it's kind of like a Admiral Andy master class. Is that what it is? Now, do you wear, because
yeah,
if you're. Go ahead.
Master Chief over here.
Master Chief. What did you say?
Chief.
Okay.
I think that's a submarine term, the Master
like
Chief.
That. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. Do you ever get any of these people, though, going back to your prices, though? Because, you know, do you ever get any of these losers, I should say, not people, that, you know, like back when I started the old cartoon career, like back in the 1800s, you'd always get these people that say, hey, look, you know, I can't pay anything, but it'll be great exposure. You know, I'm like, exposure gets me a cold. I mean, these, I always find that fascinating that people are either dumb enough or think I'm dumb enough to go along with the old it'll get you good exposure thing. Do you get people like that?
The only thing exposure gets me is arrested. So,
that's
not go
cold.
Down that road.
Gotcha. Well, don't do it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't do it. It's a slippery slope.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I have been guilty of that in the past. And that's why I pretty much had to establish a price because I'm guilty of giving things away too often, too frequently to too many people.
No, and I've pretty much, you know, I've adopted that strategy across the board. I mean, last summer, there was this poor woman. She was at a public pool drowning, and she was screaming for help. And I said, I charge $50 an hour. It was actually 20 then. And she said, I don't have it. I'm drowning. That's her drowning. And she didn't have the cash, so goodbye. And you know, I did get exposure at watching someone drown. But, hey, she wasn't paying, so I wasn't playing. You know what I mean?
Did you send flowers?
No, of course not. She didn't have any money. If she had given me money, I could have bought them. Come on. Do I look like a sucker?
You know, I have to. I can't get off this show.
You can't get off on this show.
Exactly.
Oh.
Until I give credit where credit is due. And Todd, my friend, both you and Joey, both deserve credit because you guys have, I don't know whether it was serious or joking around, but you motivated me to start Admiral Media Productions.
Oh, well,
thank you.
That's what we do because in our spare time, I don't know if you know, Joey and I, we have a counseling therapy thing where we coach people on life skills. And some of those are how to save people that are drowning in the Heimlich and things like that, too. But again, you got to make sure that you charge somebody $50 an hour, whether they're drowning or choking. So I do appreciate that. And you can expect our bill probably any day now.
Okay. Check in the mail.
Got it. You bet. Anything else before you head back to the Love Tunnel, which is now Admiral Media Production Studios. I mean, anything else, Dad? It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, well, it's always my pleasure to be talked to. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it did make sense.
So, yeah, just one last thing. Since we're talking a podcast, be sure to check out Nothing's Off the Table every Friday night.
Yes.
Live on Facebook, YouTube, a couple other platforms at 7 p.m. our local time here.
Okay, I would do that, and I would promote it, but I'm pretty sure more people listen to your show than listen to ours, so it should actually go the other way around. But for those listening that haven't listened to your show, yeah, Nothing's Off the Table podcast. It's a great show. It's live. You even have call-ins, which is great because we have call-ins here, but this is taped and, you know, we can't get back to anybody because we're already gone. But it's a great show, so I encourage everybody to tune in. And one of these days, you really ought to have Joey and I both on as guests. We should do it.
You know what's crazy is I don't know how many times I've put the offer out there to a couple guys that do a radio show. Won't mention any names.
Okay.
Joey and Todd.
Oh, but, yeah, just send us a Restream link. We'll be on there.
Is it? Oh, yeah, we'll do it. It's fine. We'll do it. Even if, you know, we're like, like I said, I don't wear pants when I do this show. And so as long as that's not a problem, you mean, then
no, I don't.
We're good. Perfect. Well, that's Admiral Andy. I really appreciate you joining us, not from the Love Tunnel, but from Admiral Media Production Studios. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, fellas. Thanks so much.
All right. There he goes. There he is, Admiral Andy, as always. I tell you, he's moving up in the world. I mean, look at this. When we first met him, okay, he was going to do stand-up comedy. That didn't work out. He went back to school, dropped out. I was thinking, this guy's going to be a perpetual loser, even though he was a Navy veteran. That's very admirable. Admirable. Admiral. Oh, that's something catchy there. And now look at him, Joey. He's like, he started this giant podcasting media empire. He's growing up. I don't think we're ever going to grow up, are we?
I don't think so. I mean, we've still got our hair, though, and Admiral Andy doesn't, so he looks like a baby.
That's right.
He's growing in reverse. So he's got something on us.
We're exceptionally immature, but we do have hair on our heads. Hey, on that note, I guess we'll call it a day or a night, depending on when you're listening to this. Have you had a good time? I've had a good time.
I have had a wonderful time. The catering hasn't been very good today.
No,
I usually
what is
like
this,
to bring
anyway?
In a loaf of bread, but the rats that are loose in the studio got to it, probably because there's pumpkin parts all over the floor.
Well, that's from Mr. Mitch. I haven't heard one dang song from today. I don't know what's wrong. I think he's going through some kind of crisis or something like that.
He had a birthday and he's feeling really old, accidentally swallowed one of the candles, and now he's a jack-o'-lantern. That's what I think the pumpkin head's about.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Well, in the meantime, oh, and look, he has a baby Ruth stuck in his, oh, never mind. Well, we'll talk about it next week. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my good buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background doing God knows what today. You've been listening to The Right Mind Show, like I just said. And like I always say, you don't have a right mind. You don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, along with my buddy Joey V. And, you know, have you ever heard of what a doorbuster sale is? Well, we're not having one, but we do have sales at liberaljoke.com. That's liberaljoke.com, where you can buy all of your favorite offensive items. And you know what? Joey V is our store manager.
Yes, I am in charge of everything. And just so you know, the word sale just means money will be exchanged for goods and services. Nothing will be less money than it was before. And no returns.
No returns at all. So if you hate something, sorry, you're stuck with it. At liberaljoke.com.
If you find that something is ill-fitting, take a picture, send it to us. You may make it on the wall of shame. You will receive no refunds. All sales are final. Terms and conditions might apply.
At liberaljoke.com. Won't you visit us today, please?